It is 4:51 on this Monday afternoon, New Year's Eve. The House will miss the midnight Monday deadline lawmakers had set for voting to avoid the fiscal cliff. But, you know, fiscal cliff be daggoned. It's time maybe to turn our attention to what lies ahead for the U.S. economy. And joining us to chat about that, CBSMoneyWatch.com editor-at-large Jill Schlesinger. Hi there, Jill, and thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Well, even if they pull a rabbit out of a hat over the next 24 hours, we're looking for the economy, for the U.S. economy, at higher payroll taxes, are we not, and investment income taxes as well?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the deal that looks like is going to be hatched, it will mean an income tax increase for every American worker, and that is about those payroll taxes. Remember, for the last 2 years, we've had a 2% reduction in the amount of money that every wage earner pays into Social Security, and that's going away. And when you think about it, for an average household that earns 50 grand a year, that means you're paying another $1,000 in taxes next year. That alone is expected to hit the U.S. economy by about a half of a percentage point of GDP. Now, we're not growing great guns anyway. We're only growing by 2.5%. So that hit is pretty important and one that economists are taking pretty seriously.
And let's talk about the 400-pound gorilla in the room being the housing issue, the problem child of the Great Recession, which kind of bottomed out in 2012. Have we finally turned the corner on this economic generator?
Well, I'm going to say that the Washington, D.C. market, you guys were the leaders in this because you came out of the crisis before the rest of the nation. But we're catching up to you. And 2012 was really the year that we saw the bottoming process occur and some really good gains. So I think the good news is that in 2013, we'll see a continued recovery in housing and we'll probably see prices go up. But you know, we're not going back to those highs of 2006 anytime soon. We're still about 30% below the peak nationally, and we'll make incremental gains, but we're not going back to that place anytime soon.
That's all history. And then, of course, there's jobs, 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 housing, and the general economy picking up. The hope is job creation will follow. Do you care to make a bet on that one?
I think that that job creation is going to see incremental gains. We've had about 150,000 jobs a month added this year. Let's say we go to 165, even 175 next year. That would be really good, but that's not strong enough to get 12 million Americans back to work. So we'd love to see those gains continue. We want to see the unemployment rate drop down towards 7%. But gosh, that's an awfully high level. I guess that shows you in what bad shape the economy was really in and how much further we have to go.
It's really all about perspective, I think.
I know. Well, isn't that it? You know, you say it was, if we knew these numbers 5 years ago, we would have said this is the worst thing in the world. And now we're feeling like this is what recovery is all about.
Exactly. And before we let you go, Wall Street, certainly a stellar finish today.
Oh, a great finish today and a fantastic year. I mean, I don't want to tell you to go nutty here, but this is 4 years in a row of gains in the stock market. The Dow up over 7%. We saw the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ up double digits this year. Okay, NASDAQ up 16%, S&P 500 up 13%, bonds up a couple percent overall, high yield stuff up more. If you are a diversified investor, go ahead and open up your statements for the year end. You are going to be pleasantly surprised.